to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to go wild, have some songs about Lizzie, do some walking, and have some songs for Valentine's Day, which is coming up next week. Last week, I played I'm Just Wild About Horns on Automobiles. Well, that's not all I'm wild about, or about which I am wild. Here's Billy Jones, and he's wild about animal crackers.
Animal crackers, I can't live without animal crackers. Animal crackers, bears and tigers haunt me all day. And whenever I am at a swell cafe, say all I order is animal crackers. Animal crackers, firecrackers won't do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump, I just bit off a camel's hump. Animal crackers, I love you. Yes, horses, quack, 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 and lions, meow. Yes, cats, oh, 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 that eat all the rats. And here's cows that give us butter too. And here's lamb, caw, 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 that's good bit carrots in a stew. And elephants, ox, and tigers, they taste like apple pie to me. Oh gee, hyenas may give me the laugh, and you may think I'm going daft, but animal crackers, I love you. Thank you.
about the songs the birdies sing. I'm just wild about everything, and especially you. I kind of like the whippoorwills. I kind of like the sleepy hills. I'm just daffy about daffodils, and especially you. Everybody tells everybody else that it won't be long. Soon there'll come a day when we'll hear them say, another good man gone wrong. I'm wild about your sister Sue. I'm wild about the family too. I'm just wild about everything, and especially you.
Things have changed since you came my way. I'm counting on this. I will be true, dear, so don't pass me by. I'll admit that I've gone crazy since we met. My mind is hazy. Honest, I'm wild about you.
Definitely a Triple R debut for that record and that band. That was Lieutenant Matt's Rhapsodists, not Lieutenant Dan, but Lieutenant Matt, with a vocal refrain by Arthur Fields on Honest, I'm Wild About You. That Jeanette 78 was recorded in New York on February 9, 1927. Lieutenant Matt was Lawrence Mansfield Matt, M-A-T-T, who was a military band musician during World War I and was bandmaster of the 22nd Regiment Engineers and bandleader of the 107th Infantry, which, after training at Camp Wadsworth and Camp Stewart, boarded the USS Susquehanna and 2 weeks later landed at Brest, France. After the war, between 1921 and 1927, he recorded 19 issued sides, primarily for Jeanette, but also Pathé Actuel and Arto. He also recorded a session each for Columbia and Edison, but those efforts were rejected. Lawrence Mansfield Matt also composed the 22nd Regiment March, the Gallant 106th Infantry March, and Hands Across the Sea. Before Lieutenant Matt, it was Bob Herring recording for Brunswick under the pseudonym The Colonial Club Orchestra, and I'm Wild About Everything, and Especially You. The vocalist on that circa May 23, 1929 recording was Scrappy Lambert. And Especially You was written by Abner Silver, Al Sherman, and Al Lewis, and was preceded by the California Ramblers and I Love Me, I'm Wild About Myself, from April 30, 1923. Eddie Cantor had a very popular version of I Love Me, which he also recorded in 1923. We began that wild set with the Bostonians, a pseudonym on Vocalion for Ernie Golden, and I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers. Billy Jones sang the vocal refrain on that June 17, 1926 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. As I was working on the playlist for this show, I happened across the record which starts off this next segment and thought, well, that'll make a nice segment topic. See if you don't agree. Here's Billy Murray.
Comes in, she'll begin to roll her eyes at me, and oh gosh, oh gee, she's got this, a little of that, she isn't too thin and not too fat, and she has so much of the skin you love to touch. When Lizzie gets busy, she don't give you a rest, she pets you, upsets you, and vamps the buttons off your vest. So I'll sing songs, tell a few jokes, play on the youth, but holy smokes, I'm going out if Lizzie comes in. Thank you.
I want to see you walk, for the folks all stay, the way you syncopate is the whole town talk. When you move so pretty, it's a pity the other girl is frown, but the man you meet like the way you shake your feet. Oh, you knock him dizzy, strut Miss Lizzie Brown. Go down the street by the school, pat your feet, you strutting fool. Strut your stuff by the church, trot your tootsies by the church. Through the alley, dodge the cams, shake Miss Ellie's pots and pans. Cool your dogs, we're coming through, except for Lenox Avenue.
Thank you.
The University Six, a pseudonym on Columbia's budget label Harmony for the California Ramblers, and Oh Lizzie, written by Irving Bebo. The vocal on that December 27, 1926 recording was Hal White. Before that, it was Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy gang, March 21, 1930, with Strut, Miss Lizzie. Strut, Miss Lizzie was written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton and was introduced in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921 by Van and Skink. We started off that Lizzie set with Phil Romano and his orchestra, and I'm Going Out If Lizzie Comes In. I'm Going Out If Lizzie Comes In was written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson and recorded September 18, 1925. The vocalist was Billy Murray. Phil Romano's orchestra played in the 1942 Broadway Variety Review, Keep 'Em Laughing, which was Zero Mostel's Broadway debut. In 1933, Phil Romano's orchestra was resident at the DeWitt Clinton Hotel in Albany, New York, one of Albany's main places of expensive transients, the other being the Ten Eyck Hotel. The DeWitt Clinton Hotel ceased operation in 1975, but it's now at the center of the nearly $50 million Marriott Renaissance Hotel project, scheduled to be completed next year. Well, at least it wasn't torn down. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week we took some musical walks, and this week we're going to do some more walking. More specifically, walking in and walking out.
You've been running around here raising sand.
I got a right to raise sand.
Telling everybody that you my man.
Well, I am.
You said that I'd have to sleep in a tent.
You would.
And you ain't never seen a landlord. You ain't never paid no rent.
Oh, yes, I do, too.
You know you ain't got no place else to go.
Oh, yes, sir. The station house is open.
Cold outside and the ground is covered in snow.
What do I care? I ain't gonna be that.
Now stand right here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get so bold.
Yeah.
Now listen while I get you told.
Speak.
Just like you, you know how you walked on in?
I sure do.
Well, you can walk right on out.
No chance, baby, no chance.
Here's your raggedy hat, and there's the door.
What about it?
You can pick your route. You know where you want to go.
Sure I do.
You come up here, bust right on in.
Yeah.
You always want to fuss and fight soon as you get full of your bad
hands. Yeah, and I'll bust your forehead.
But just like you walked on in.
Yeah, Mama.
You know you can walk right on out.
I sure do. Now listen to me while I expound to you. Just like you walked in, Miss Christine Gray, sister, you can ease on out. Now here's your Mary with a bonnet.
Mary with a bonnet?
And there's the front door.
I know it.
When you hit that famous sister, east, west, north, or south, any direction you can go.
I know just where I want to go.
Now I knew you when you was wearing nothing but an old pair of raggedy shoes.
Never no raggedy shoes.
Now you got the big head. Since you learned to sing the blues.
I always could chirp them babies.
Now, just like that old breeze blew yon in this residence, let that same breeze blow yon out, Mama. You hear me expounding? Let that same breeze blow your on out.
Just like you walked on in, Mama, you can walk right out. Here's your hat. There's the door, you can pick your route to go. You need not think because you're little and cute.
I am cute. Smoke me over, baby.
I'm gonna buy an overcoat and a buff bag.
I need it.
Just like
you walk right in. Baby, you can walk right out.
What's your hold back?
Baby, you can walk right out.
Hello, oh, not a word was spoken. one look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found a world completely new when love walked in with you.
Jack Harris and his orchestra from Ciro's Club in London with Love Walked In. Sam Brown was the vocalist on May 6, 1938. American violinist Jack Harris was a member of Ross Gorman's orchestra and played on Broadway in Earl Carroll's Vanities. In 1927, he was invited to join the Embassy Club band in London and wound up staying in England until 1940 when he returned to the U.S. for a short visit, but was not allowed to return to England because of the war. So he formed a new American band, which debuted at the La Bamba Club in New York. Before Jack Harris, it was the original Indiana Five, with Irving Berlin's When You Walked Out, Somebody Else Walked Right In, from around May of 1923. When You Walked Out was in the Music Box Review, which opened at the Music Box Theater on September 22, 1923, and ran for 273 performances. We began that walking set with Christina Gray and Joe Lawrence, accompanied on piano by Joe Robichaud. And Just Like You Walked In, You Can Walk Out. That was written by Christina Gray and Joe Robichaud and recorded in New Orleans by OK on December 13, 1929. They recorded three other sides in that same session, but only one other, The Reverend Is My Man, was issued. Blues singer Christina Gray had been in the cast of the touring revue Dashing Dinah in 1927 with Peg Leg Bates. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Well, this coming Friday is Valentine's Day, so to help you get in the mood, here are some Valentine songs. Thank you.
that grow in the pretty pearls, and your kiss is far from mean. You know, in fact, you set the style, you're a queen, Valentine. And I'd walk a mile, it's worth a while to see your pretty smile. That is why I must have Valentine.
From the nearby windowsill. If you see a figure crouching in the ghostly pale moonshine, and the bullseye gleams through your startled dreams, then it's Jimmy Valentine.
Look out, look out, look out, look out, look out for Jimmy Valentine. For he's a pal of mine, a sentimental crook, with a touch that lingers in his sandpaper fingers. He can find the combination of your pocketbook. Look out, oh, look out, for when you see his lantern shine, that's the time to jump right up and shout, go! He'll steal a horse and cart, and even steal a girlie's heart for Jimmy Valentine. Gets out.
Thank you.
I told you this was a Valentine's set, which doesn't necessarily mean songs for Valentine's Day. We just heard Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Jimmy Valentine, that sentimental crook with the sandpaper fingers. You probably recognize the vocalist as Billy Murray on that November 30th, 1928 recording. That song was inspired by MGM's first sound picture, the crime drama Alias Jimmy Valentine, which had started production as a silent picture. It was based on a stage play, which had been based on an O. Henry story, and there were Alias Jimmy Valentine pictures made in 1915, 1920, and even The Return of Jimmy Valentine in 1936, and The Affairs of Jimmy Valentine in 1942. Before that, it was the International Novelty Orchestra, the Victor House Band conducted by Nat Shilkret. The International Novelty Orchestra first appeared in March of 1922, and between then and 1927, they released about 100 sides in the U.S. We heard Valentine from May 18, 1926, with the vocal by Franklin Bauer. We begin that Valentine set with Fats Waller and a piano solo from August 2, 1929, Valentine Stomp. Fats wrote Valentine Stomp for Hazel Valentine, who ran the Daisy Chain, also known as the 101 Ranch, which was a buffet flat or after-hours club. These were private homes which provided access to gambling, drugs, and prostitution.
What?
Oh, it was 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last segment had to do with Valentine's Day, and what's more closely associated with Valentine's Day than Cupid? So for this final segment of the show, here are some songs about Cupid, beginning with Cole McElroy's Spanish Ballroom Orchestra.
Cupid's holiday.
wedding cake. Cupid on the wedding cake. On the top of every pretty wedding cake he dwells, high above the tiny silver bells. Standing there with spreading wings, smiling down on wedding rings. Happy groom and blushing bride, a blessing seem to take from the Cupid on the wedding cake.
We started off this Cupid set with Cupid's Holiday. That was Cole McElroy's Spanish Ballroom Orchestra, recording for Victor in San Francisco on October 14, 1931. The vocalist was Meyer Alexander, who led the chorus on Benny Goodman's radio show, The Camel Caravan, in the late 30s. Next, it was Cupid on the Cake. That was Jack Hilton and his orchestra, with the vocal by Pat O'Malley on October 17, 1930. Sherman Myers, whose best-known composition is Butterflies in the Rain, wrote Cupid on the Cake. And we finished up that Cupid set with Henry Hudson and his band, credited on the label of that Edison Bell Radio 78 as the Radio Melody Boys and Cupid's Army. The vocalist on that August 20th, 1931 recording was John Thorne, and Cupid's Army was written by Bruce Sevier and J.T. Ibanez. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.